Max Popple with the Flying Squirrel Bar and the Crash Pad.
And I'm Justin Bird with Set in Stone.
And for someone that hasn't heard of the Crash Pad or the Flying Squirrel yet, explain what those things are.
Absolutely. The Crash Pad was our first venture, opened a couple years ago. It is an uncommon hostel in the heart of downtown. Tried to take the best of the traditional hostel concept, the overnight accommodation, and blend that with more of a boutique hotel atmosphere. Still maintain the affordability, but bring, you know, keep the communal nature and have a nice, safe, secure place for anyone coming to town. For our guests as well as for the neighborhood, we just opened the Flying Squirrel Bar about 2 months ago. And that is here, again, for the neighborhood. Just another, it's a third place to go hang out other than your work and your home.
And Justin, what is Set in Stone?
Set in Stone, we specialize in doing custom concrete elements creations. We focus on doing concrete countertops, sinks, bars, furniture, sculpture, a little bit of all the above.
Both the Crash Pad and Set in Stone and Flying Squirrel, they're both on the south side.
Southside represent.
What's it like being on the south side of town?
In my opinion, it's very refreshing to be around a bunch of the art culture on that side. It's constantly progressing. It's great for us. You know, everything is right down the street. It's a good place to be for what we do.
From our perspective, we came into this neighborhood about 3 years ago and we caught it at a very exciting time. It was being revitalized, and we were kind of on the crest of the wave there. And it's an incredibly supportive neighborhood, not just in the business community, but all the families and the neighbors just right around. It's on the border of the business district and residential there. So we're happy to be there. We're happy to be in a place where everyone also seems happy to be there. It's a fun environment.
So it's about to be the last Friday of the month of June, and that means
it's time for an art stroll.
The Southside Stroll is just an opportunity for businesses on Main Street to open their doors and invite people to come down. It's the end of the week. It's time to unwind a little bit. And for us personally, we like to keep our doors open and invite people to come in and check out what we do and see our stuff and then head down the street, check out the Uncommon Hostel. And the new Flying Squirrel place, man, that's a good joint.
Thanks for the plug. We've been a part of it with the Crash Pad for about 2 years now. And it, again, as Justin was saying, it's just a fun time to come on out, see some local business, take a tour, some places you may have never seen before. And yeah, again, there are businesses from custom art shops like the concrete we've got going on here all the way up to other businesses, bars, restaurants, everything else going on, so.
For someone that's maybe never been to the Art Stroll, what are they going to see as far as maybe in Set in Stone or what else is going on the south side?
There's the Heart Gallery that will be part of it. Really cool gallery. There's Planet Altered. It's another cool place to check out. Hot Chocolatier. There's all kinds of stuff going on, you know? It's just a good place to spend a half a mile walking down the street and check places out.
Get out and enjoy the nice evening weather. Just, nice time to roam a neighborhood that for many who have been around here for many years would not even think to go to. Again, it's seen such a recent revitalization. It's a fun time to show off the neighborhood and what's going on.
So it's basically a celebration of what's going on the south side.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Did they ask you, do you want to be a part of it, or you just...
Yeah, it's with the neighborhood there, not, again, just the people living there, but the businesses. It's a tight community, and kind of word just spreads around, hey, do you want to be a part of this? And, you know, pretty much everyone is in and really psyched on what they're doing and on their neighborhood.
As you're an artisan, you're a business owner, what was it mean to be a part of this Southside Stroll, would you say?
I like interacting with other folks, and like I like when they come in, and I like to see people's first impressions of, wow, I didn't know concrete could actually do that. And, to me, that's very cool. I'm trying to get some emotion out of people and then come back and check out the back of our shop and see how we do it, sort of.
What about you, Max, being, you know, part of the Crash Pad?
You know, touched on it before. I think a lot of it comes down to pride in the neighborhood and what's going on there, and really trying to share that with people who may have known of Main Street but haven't made it down there quite yet. Just being able to show off all the stuff, you know, not just that what we're doing, but as Justin said, the amazing, they're very talented artists down there. So there's a lot of cool stuff to see beyond just the neighborhood.
So give us the particulars of this Friday. When does the art stroll start?
It's from 5 to 8 Friday, and just down on Main Street. And for us, our doors will be open. You can come in the shop, come in the showroom, and just kind of peek around and see what we're doing.
Just
what we're working on.
Have a walk.
Yep. Just walk through. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Check
get
it out.
Enjoy the weather, the neighborhood in general. It's on and off of Main Street from between Coward Street and Jefferson, a little bit down Rossville Avenue as well. And if you stop by any of the participating locations, they have guides and maps that you can pick up.
Well, Max and Justin, thank you so much for coming by WUTC and talking with Around and About.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Again, the Southside Art Stroll happens on the last Friday of every month until September. June's Art Stroll is tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, visit facebook.com/SouthsideArtStroll. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.